Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 4. Cheers.
When we reached the gas station, we found no one. I went inside and grabbed some water. Many of the coolers were still full, although all the beer was gone, and most of the Gatorade.
Shit.
Maybe no one made it out.
It's possible.
I took a seat by the front door. Amber siphoned some gas for the car.
Do me a favor, go inside and grab the gas cans under the counter.
But my foot hurts.
Then walk lightly.
I went inside and over to the counter. I looked underneath and saw no cans. There's no can under the counter.
Really?
I didn't see any.
There were three two nights ago.
Someone must have taken them. Ava, Mark, and I ran into looters when we were traveling through New York. Gas cans can be helpful.
Well, no shit. That's why I wanted them.
Ambridge finished filling the tank and went inside the store. When he came out, he shook his head.
Maybe they were here.
Your friends?
Johnson knew about the cans. We left them here in case of an emergency.
Maybe there's more in the back.
Oh shit, that's right!
What? Ambridge ran back inside. I waited a few minutes for him to come back out. He had a bottle of water in his hands. He chugged. And? Gas cans?
They were here.
How do you know?
Johnson, Griffin, and I put a backpack full of resources in the back storeroom. Wasn't there.
Maybe someone else took it.
We hid it in the ceiling tiles. Two guns, flashlights, batteries, water, some other shit. We hid it because we figured looters would eventually get to the other stuff.
So they came here and left you?
It is early afternoon. Maybe they waited as long as they could. Maybe they were forced out. Either way, they were here.
Do you think they all made it?
I don't know who made it, but only Johnson and Griff knew about the pack.
So now what?
Now I have to figure out where they went.
We had packed up some supplies before we left. The back seat was filled with drinks and food, and batteries, and other small stuff we could find. As we drove, I tried to ignore the dried blood on the dash. I was hoping to clean it off at the gas station, but forgot. I hated looking at it. That's where her head was, that crazy guy's wife. If that was his wife, who knows? So where are we going?
We're going to catch up with them.
How do you know where they are? Where they're going?
You were sitting next to some empty Coors Light cans outside, meaning Johnson definitely made it. That fucker probably hauled ass the moment he heard the alarms.
What about your other friends?
My other friends didn't know that Johnson hid some beer in the storeroom as well.
So Johnson made it?
At least Johnson.
How do you know where he's going?
I don't really. North of here is another outpost. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
I'm sorry to point this out, but we're heading south.
Exactly. Griff would head north. Johnson wouldn't. I do remember him mentioning his girlfriend several times. She doesn't live too far. If shit ever got out of control, he'd find her in York.
New York?
No. York, Pennsylvania. That's where we're going.
Do you know which house is hers?
No. I'm hoping to catch up with him before he gets there.
I hate to bring this up, but I have to head west.
I know. You're going to California, right?
Yeah, I have family out there.
You really think they're still alive?
Why not?
Look around.
You don't have family?
Of course I do.
You don't think they're alive?
If they are, I doubt they're still in the same place.
What do you mean?
My parents live in Denver and my sister lives in Tampa. Last I heard, both those cities were hit and evacuated. But I wouldn't know where to start looking. I wasn't even able to contact them before we lost power.
So, you just give up?
It's not giving up, it's being realistic.
I would still have to check. I talked to my brother after the meteors hit in New York.
Were you really in New York when they hit? Or was it another lie to further your charade?
No, we were. We were there for a convention. We were looking to raise money for a project of ours. We woke up to those things crashing down. It was crazy. We barely made it out.
You're lucky. I heard it turned into a war zone.
I didn't think we would make it. We rode in silence for a few minutes. Hey, what if he doesn't have a car?
Johnson?
Yeah, what if he's walking? We could have passed him a long time ago.
There was a truck at the gas station. It's not there anymore.
What if someone else took it?
Look, I know the odds of finding my friends are low. I'm going on a hunch, but what else do I have to lose? I mean, didn't you just complain about me giving up?
Yeah, and you said you were being realistic. Finding them won't be easy.
Neither will finding your family, sorry to say, but if I find Johnson, I'll join him and give you the car so you can head west.
And if you don't find him?
Well, then I'll figure out something else.
Could I still have the car? We drove along the interstate. There weren't a lot of cars on 81, and we only saw a few cars driving on the other side. We continued south towards York. I had no idea where it was, and Ambridge wasn't sure either. The sun was starting to go down.
If we don't catch him along 81, we're screwed.
Maybe he didn't take the interstate. We're looking for a needle in a haystack.
I'm telling you, Johnson's heading to York.
Ambridge is going 90. I think you may want to slow down. There were several cars stopped in the middle of the interstate as we drove along. Ambridge quickly steered around them.
Does my driving make you nervous?
Your speed does.
He probably has a couple hour head start, which means he may already be to York. I know it's south of Harrisburg, but I'm not sure how far south.
Ambridge took a few side roads to skirt around Harrisburg. We eventually saw a sign for York. 15 miles. We were close. When we reached York, we were both surprised. The city looked untouched. It was a ghost town. Nobody outside, no cars. Ambridge pulled into a flower shop parking lot.
Well, that's it, I guess. There's no way to find him now. I'm not going to drive up and down the street hoping to magically stumble upon his girlfriend's house.
He could have taken a different route, and you were going 90. Maybe he didn't get here yet.
Or maybe he did and we missed him. It's worth a shot.
Now what?
It's almost 8. It'll be completely dark soon. Let's find somewhere safe to hole up.
The flower shop?
Except a few too many windows. But we did pass a bar on the way into town.
Didn't it have a lot of windows too?
Yeah, but it also has alcohol.
We parked in the back and made our way through the back door. It was open.
Hello?
Ambridge had his gun up. I had my handgun at the ready. Ambridge had given me another clip since I used mine up during the church encounter.
Hello?
Isn't it weird that no one's around? Not a single person. When we left New York, all we saw were people. People looting, people needing help, full-on traffic. Now, nothing.
I think the scary thing is we know what happens to people when they're attacked. That's why there were so many shriekers at camp.
I told Ava. I told her, this is the end. She didn't believe me. Neither did Mark. We searched the bar. Ambridge closed the blinds on all the windows. He locked the front door and the back door after we checked the storeroom and office.
Okay, well, looks like we're safe for the time being. Now, to have ourselves a little drink.
Ambridge rubbed his hands together and went behind the bar. I followed him and pulled down on one of the taps. White foam dripped out.
No. Not beer. Look at this.
Ambridge motioned to the liquor stacked high behind us.
They have some good stuff here. What about this?
Bourbon?
No, not just bourbon. The bourbon. Woodford Reserve, baby. The best. Grab some glasses.
I don't think they're going to have ice.
We don't need ice. We'll drink it neat. Smooth enough.
Oh, man. Are we gonna get drunk?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Thank you.
All done? Let's fill that bad boy up.
Dude, I don't know if I can drink anymore.
Come on, I've only been drinking for a couple hours.
But all I ate today was chips and sunflower seeds and beef jerky.
It's more than I had.
I'm really scared to get off this Bart stool.
Worried you're gonna fall on your face?
Well, I was worried I'd fall on my ass, but now that I think about it, yes. Face would be worse.
I told you that stuff was good.
Ambridge had refilled his glass, which emptied the bottle. We had drank an entire bottle of bourbon. Ambridge gulped his down. How do you do that?
Practice. See what else we got.
He got up and made his way around the bar. He pulled down another bottle.
Not as good, but it'll do.
What? What if those things show up?
What if they do? We deal with it or we die.
I don't want to die.
Neither do I. So we'll just deal with it then.
I think my aim will really be off.
Trust me, the last thing I want to see is you aiming that gun.
Yeah. Maybe just to take it from me.
Just don't touch it.
Ambridge made his way around the bar and sat on the bar stool next to me. You know, I've seen a lot of movies. A lot of, apocalypse movies? Apocalyptic movies, I mean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
And nothing. I was just letting you know.
Well, that's a weird thing to say.
But it's the truth.
I'm sure it is.
You're not scared?
Oh, I'm scared.
Ambridge gulped the rest of his glass and poured himself another. You hide it very well.
You don't.
I know.
Hey. To the end of the world.
To the end of the world. We drank for a couple of more hours. We talked about movies, music, the army, and family. Eventually the room started spinning and I had to make several trips to the restroom to piss and eventually vomit. Ambridge had drank twice as much as me, and around midnight I could see he was finally feeling it. I think I have to go throw up again.
You have too much beef jerky in your system.
That must be it. I stumbled to the bathroom, vomited in the toilet, and 2 seconds later, passed out on the floor. In the morning, I was jolted awake. Where was I? I sat up and nausea hit me instantly. I could feel the liquid in my stomach sloshing back and forth. My head throbbed. Shit. I got up slowly, resting my body against the wall. I stumbled out of the restroom when I was suddenly grabbed and pushed down. Ambridge had his hand over my mouth.
We have visitors. Can you shoot?
Yeah.
They're heading this way.
How many?
We'll make a run for it to the car.
How many?
Make every bullet count.
Ambridge, how many?
A lot.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by David Oliveira and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lam.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lam production.